Hello and welcome. My name is Justin Smith, and I'm a program manager on the Access Control Service team, which is part of Windows Azure App Fabric. For the next few minutes, we're going to create a ASP.NET application that uses the Access Control Service to broker authentication. We're going to set up the Access Control Service, we're going to configure it, and then we're going to integrate it into our ASP.NET application. We'll be using ASP.NET MVC in the .NET Framework 4.0, and we'll also be using Windows Identity Foundation and the tooling that comes with Windows Identity Foundation for Visual Studio. So we'll start at the App Fabric portal. This is in the labs environment, and that URL is portal.appfabriclabs.com. And if you haven't created a project in the labs environment, you'll need to just go ahead and create one at this UI. It's fairly simple. After you've created one, you simply click on the project and you can create new service namespaces. Now, a service namespace in ACS is a partition of the access control service that is yours to control and do with whatever you like. You can add your own data, you can set up your own trust with identity providers, etc. Here I've created one called ACS Test, and you see over here on the right I can either go to work with the service bus or I can work with the access control service. Both are part of Windows Azure App Fabric. We're going to click on access control, be taken to another page in the UX, and then I click this button that actually takes me to the ACS management UX. Here's what we call the main page for the management UX. One thing to note here, as you look in the URL, notice that the URL contains the name of your service namespace. That's because this management UX, this management portal, is actually hosted in an MVC application itself, and we use the service namespace as a way to look up all your configuration information. So the first step in setting up ACS is creating trust with a series of identity providers. Windows Live ID is provisioned by default. You can add additional identity providers, like you can add Google. You can also add Yahoo. And if you want to, you can even add integration with Active Directory Federation Services or Facebook. Using our programmatic API, you can also set up trust with other OpenID providers, not just Google and Yahoo. I won't walk through the ADFS setup, but really all it takes to integrate with ADFS, at least on this side of the handshake, is knowing the WS Federation metadata URL of the ADFS server that you'd like to integrate with. Right? So we've just set up trust with Google and Yahoo and LiveID. The next thing that we do is we register our relying party application with the Access Control Service. And so I'm going to give this thing a name, and I'm going to call this My Simple RP. I'm going to give it a URL. We're going to be developing this locally, and so I'm going to give it a Cassini-friendly or a development-friendly URL. And so the realm and the return URL are actually going to be the same in this scenario. These actually map to WS Federation parameters, but I'm just going to say localhost port 9000. I get to pick a token type. I'm going to pick SAML 2. If I want to, I can also pick a different token format, like a simple web token or SWT. And that gives you reach into more platforms, not just .NET Framework and other SAML-friendly platforms. So I'm going to pick SAML 2.0 for this demo. I could also set up token encryption if I want to do that. In this demo, we're not going to set up any encryption. And I can also indicate the lifetime of the token that ACS is going to issue. Next, I'm going to click Save. And the next step is to actually create some rules. Rules are contained in these entities called rule groups. By default, when you create a relying party, you create a rule group. Now, we could have a whole screencast just on the semantics around how we transform data coming from an identity provider into something your app can understand. But for this demo, we're just going to accept the defaults. Now, we click this button that says Generate Default Rules. It essentially configures ACS to take any piece of data it gets from Google, Yahoo, or LiveID and simply pass it through to the relying party application. So you'll see that Google produces an email address, and we're just going to send that email address through the access control service to your application. The next thing we're going to do is set up a signing certificate for our application. So the access control service signs every token that it issues, and I'm going to enter my own signing credential here. You can use an X509 certificate, or you can also set up a symmetric key. Because we're using Windows Identity Foundation, we're going to use an X509 certificate. It's just simpler. Now, I happen to have an X509 certificate that was issued using MakeCert, and I'm going to go ahead and grab that certificate. And here we go. Here we go. This certificate does require the private key. Important to note, and you will also want to enter the password for that certificate. So there's no reason that this certificate needs to be issued by a certificate authority. It's just one that we've created using MakeCert. If you're not familiar with MakeCert, there is some help available for doing that. So that's essentially the setup for the access control service. I'm going to go to one additional page in the UX here, and we'll see I've got some URLs. These URLs are going to come in handy in just a minute. So I'm going to leave this page up, and I'm going to switch over to Visual Studio. So I've loaded Visual Studio 2010. Now I'm going to set up a project. We're going to pick an MVC application. I'm just going to leave the default name there for MVC application 2. I don't think I need to create any tests, and Visual Studio will be busy creating this project. Now, one of the first things I'm going to need to do in this is make sure that the port number is the same as what I registered in my relying party setup in ACS. And if memory serves me correctly, the port will actually be port 9000. So there we go. All right. So I've got my ASP.NET application pretty much set up. This is the default ASP.NET application. If I push F5, we'll just see the familiar MVC lookup. Now, because I've installed Windows Identity Foundation in the SDK, I've got this nifty little entry here when I right-click my project. It says Add STS Reference. This launches what we call the FedUtil tool that is part of Windows Identity Foundation. And I'm simply going to fill out the information for my application. This happens to be the URL for my application, localhost 9000. The warning indicates that this application is not using SSL for a test purpose. That's just fine. And then it prompts us to indicate the Fed metadata URL of the STS that this application trusts. The Access Control Service publishes Fed metadata, and that URL is available through the Access Control Service portal, and I'm simply going to copy and paste that. Click the Next button. The tool actually goes out and gets that Fed metadata. It says, do you want to have any kind of encryption applied to this? No. Is there any kind of claim types? And then we'll just finish. So we just exited through that series of prompts. Next, I'm just going to add one additional change in the web config file. In my system.web configuration, I need to update request validation mode to 2.0. This application is actually going to be receiving a token that's posted from the Access Control Service, and so you can feel free to look up help as to why that's necessary, but we just switched the ASP.NET runtime to use a different validation mode, and then I press F5. Now the application will start. Notice that Cassini starts. It's going to localhost 9000. The application will begin to load, and because Windows Identity Foundation has applied blanket coverage by default to this entire site, the first thing that will happen is we get redirected here to the Access Control Service. Now, this is actually a page that's hosted at the Access Control Service, and it indicates which identity provider would you like to log in with. Well, in this case, why don't I just pick Live ID? When I click the Live ID button, I'm redirected to logging in at live.com. I'm going to pick a Live ID entry that I've used before, and we'll get signed in to the application. Right now, Live ID sends a token to the access control service. The access control service sends a token back to my ASP.NET application. It's very simple. Now, there's no code to write here in this simple scenario. Windows Identity Foundation and the access control service take care of the entire project. But you really can't tell that I'm logged in other than this control up here. I'm going to log in with a different identity provider, and we'll see something slightly different. We'll actually get to see my name here. So I'm going to start the application again. Notice we get redirected to the access control service. It remembered my preference for which identity provider I chose. This time I'm going to pick Google. When I click that button, I'm redirected to the Google login page. I log in with my Google account. It asks me to sign in and gives me a consent UI saying, do you want to release information to the site? Now, Google releases my name and my email address. That was the consent that I just saw. And so the access control service passes all that data through to my application, and we see that my name is actually populated in the site. And I had to do no work as part of configuring this application. I just had to configure the access control service. You may be wondering, what's going on with the Home Realm discovery page, right? And that's this page that you go to when you first try to access the site, right? So it's this page right here. This is just a default page that we create for you. We actually allow you to host this login page inside your application, and you can make it look however you want. If you go back to our management UX and go to login pages, you'll see that there is a whole set of different ways that you can integrate this Home Realm discovery capability into your application. The first is maybe you just want to have a link, right? And so this is a link that you can redirect to get to our Home Realm discovery page. This is the page that we host for you at your service namespace. But we also produce a JSON feed that has all of the data that we use to render that Home Realm discovery page. And if you want to take it a step further, and maybe you just want to see a Home Realm discovery page that's all wired up, right? We provide some HTML for you that just is simple HTML and JavaScript, right? Where at the very bottom of this file, you'll see that there is set up the script reference to the JSON feed that we host, right? So you've got complete control. You can write whatever HTML and whatever JavaScript you want to make that login experience tailored to what you'd like your users to see. So when you see this page, don't get spooked by it. It's just a very simple default page. As an application developer, we give you complete control over that experience. Well, thank you very much for your time. I hope you check out the Access Control Service in our labs environment, and please let us know what you think. Have a great day.